This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
Democrats in Congress officially introduced the president's immigration bill yesterday. There is a lot in there: better technology for enforcing the border, a plan to process refugees in Central America before they get to the U.S.-Mexico border, and it would create a path to citizenship for the roughly 11 million unauthorized immigrants currently in the U.S. That path would take 8 years for these immigrants. But it would be faster for people with DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or Temporary Protected Status, and for many unauthorized farm workers, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Farm workers who can show they've worked at least 400 days in the last 5 years would be eligible for an expedited path to citizenship.
They could apply immediately for green cards and then apply for citizenship 3 years later.
Julia Gillette is with the Migration Policy Institute. She says in addition to legal status, the bill would also provide more protections for people working in farming and agriculture.
Farm workers have been excluded from overtime pay under U.S. labor law, but this bill would open that up for them.
And introduce new criminal penalties for employers who violate labor laws. Clarissa Martinez at the advocacy organization Unidos U.S. says including more protections for farm workers in the bill and giving them a quicker path to citizenship
is an acknowledgement of the very important work that these farm workers are doing and our dependence on their labor.
Especially, Martinez says, during the pandemic. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.